Warning that the content in this podcast contains colorful language, spirited conversation, and some good old-fashioned ignorance. So get out of your bag and let's get on with it.
Let's get on with it. Let's get on with it. Let's get on with it then. Yeah, boy, it's your boy. It's your boy. It's your boy.
Is it now?
Yeah, no, I think I did too much on that.
Who cares?
Okay.
We still rolling with it. It doesn't matter. Let's get on with it then. This is the cranberry pot.
Yeah, go. No, you do it.
No, you do it. This is the Cranberry Podcast, a podcast about absolutely nothing. And so if you don't have nothing in your cup, fill it up. Is that it?
That was it. Yeah, that was it. Look at you. You're good. You're a broadcaster.
I know.
You're a broadcaster.
I'm turning into the personality on here for real.
Real shit, though.
You know, now you my sidekick.
Real shit, though. Hey, man, I'll be Robin. Shit, you the Batman, I'm the fucking Robin. What are we doing today, Batman?
I gotta do my thing.
What we doing, Batman?
I'm Batman. Oh, wait. I'm Batman. Oh.
See?
I can't do
it. Nope, because the real Batman goes,
I'm Batman.
I'm Batman.
Ooh,
he don't go. Better. He's not the I'm Batman. He's not like all like a sexual.
Because that sounds almost like the Penguin, actually.
Yeah, but
Danny DeVito's Penguin.
Yeah, because the new Batman, he's a piece of shit. He sucks.
Oh, is that? That's the guy from
Christian
Twilight.
Christian
Bale's the one I like.
Oh, that's the one I don't like.
Robert Pattinson is the one I don't like.
I'm not. I stopped liking Batman after.
And I also don't like the George
Michael
Clooney.
Keaton. Michael Keaton is my Batman.
That is my original Batman, also.
Yeah, my Batman.
But I did like the Christian Bale one, I will say. And I'm a Batman fan.
I'm not a huge. I like Christian Bale, but I didn't like him as Batman.
I loved him as Batman.
A lot of people.
Because he kind of had like this dark, like mysterious thing going. I don't know. He had a vibe. And I was feeling like you, kind of anti anybody who wasn't Michael Keaton.
Right.
But he won me over. But.
Punk ass Batman. That's bargain Batman right there, though. That's bargain Batman.
Nah.
Yeah, you can get that nigga at the 99 cent store. Dollar General Batman.
Christian Bale?
Christian Bale's.
No.
Dollar General Batman. He had no personality.
Batman doesn't need to have personality. He's sexy as fuck. And that's what.
Christian Bale's is sexy as fuck to you?
He's sexy a little bit. The way he portrayed Batman.
I'm judging you right now.
I see that.
I'm judging
the
you.
The way right he. Now. Look, you know how I like a strong presence. That's why I like Thor, you know? But Thor's kind of like goofy.
But Thor
is strong.
Thor is attractive. Pause. He is, you know what I'm saying? Like, you look at that nigga like, you know what I'm saying? Fucking blonde ass hair, blue eyes, muscular and shit, tall as fuck. I mean, he got it all. I mean, he got a little ass dick, though.
You. Please.
I hope so.
He got a wide stance in his walk. I feel like there's something there.
He got big balls, but he got little ass dick. Little ass.
That would be the only way that the universe is going to balance the scales, as if his dick.
If there's a God, if there's a God, that boy walking around with that pinky.
Mm. Yeah. Well, then yeah, but he looked like he's still getting plenty of. Hanky
I don't
panky.
Give a fuck. Fuck that nigga. Hey, you know what? Welcome to the Cranberry Podcast, the podcast about absolutely nothing. So if it's nothing in your cup, bitch, fill it up. I just had to get that off.
Yeah, I already did it, though.
Yeah, but yours didn't have no sauce on it.
Because I wasn't 100% confident in mine, but I still did it.
I had to put some sauce on it. Yeah. Sauce needed to be added to that.
You
that
was, always want extra sauce. Why?
I'm saucy. Look at me. Look at me.
He's so saucy.
Look at me. I'm saucy.
I'm saucy.
All right, so everybody now today, the day of the drink is
drink of the
coffee.
Day.
Today's drink is coffee. It's coffee. It's going to be so delicious. We love it with that frackalapatapa. Yeah, right, bitch. We don't do no motherfucking coffee around here, nigga. The drink of the day is
Hanky Panky.
Hanky Panky.
Now, we're still in our theme of Women's History Month, right? And so we're going with the theme of gin like we were last pod.
Yep.
So we're doing gin the whole month of March, right? So this drink is called the Hanky Panky.
This the Hanky Panky.
Obviously has gin, vermouth, has a little bit of, what is this called? Fernet Branca. So a little bit of orange juice.
Yep.
You know, and of course mixed with some ice.
Yeah.
Absolutely not our favorite.
Not my favorite.
But
it's gin. I don't like gin.
But it's not bad either. Jay went ahead after the first round and doctored his up a little bit.
This is my first round. Nah. No. My first round, yeah, I drank that shit. It was nasty as fuck, man. So
not nasty as fuck, just not your favorite.
No, I'm going to say as fuck. I don't like gin in a general sense, but then you just like get gin and then you put that other weird shit with it. Like, and Vermouth then you can still taste weird. Gin. Yeah, it just tastes like gin. And then it all just tastes nasty. Like, it's just fucking nasty, man. I don't like it. She like it. I don't like it. So that's why mine look a little different than hers, because what I did was after the first round, I spiced him up a little bit, put a little bit of that J Magic on there. You know what I mean? And now it's actually pretty good.
That don't even sound right.
J Magic?
Yeah, no. Put the J Magic away. Oh. Now, again, in the essence of Women's History Month for the month of March. So this cocktail was devised by Ada Coleman in the early 1900s.
Okay, and Ada. Go Ada.
And she was actually the first female head bartender at the Savoy in London. So this is definitely... I was going
to say the Savoy in Inglewood. That's the spot. Everybody go there.
In London.
In London.
And she actually was one of... She was part of the fight to allow women to be bartenders in a general sense. So she was definitely a what do they call it? Like a leader or
trailblazer.
Trailblazer, and in that field. Because as you know, during that time, women weren't really allowed to be in bars in the first place. And so allowing
people I didn't know that I didn't know. I didn't know women were not allowed to be in bars. That's new information for me.
Women weren't allowed to be a lot of places without.
Well, I know that, but I didn't know like bars specifically. Like once, you know what I mean.
But if you think about it, in any period piece where there is a bar, it's all men that are there for the most part.
No, that's exactly wrong. If you look at Game of Thrones, they got bitches all on their lap and shit, titties out at the bar.
I don't know if you can call those a bar, though.
Well, their version. They didn't have, like, a bar and a bartender and shit. Like, they was just, nigga, give me some beer.
No, but think about, like,
go give me some beer.
Like a Western. You know, it'd be all men in there.
Yeah, when, and then they except had, like, for a maybe brothel the, shit upstairs. Yeah, they was getting their dick sucked. Yeah, that makes sense. Oh, no. Actually, the women were waitresses.
Barmaids, but they had to fight for that. That was actually... One of the things that this Ada Coleman was part of.
Oh, she fought for that?
I think so. I might have read that wrong.
Was she a bar maiden or was she upstairs blowing weenie?
No. It does not say anything about her
doing either one of those things?
Being a lady of the night.
Okay.
But you know what? I might be wrong about her fighting for the rights. But I know that I was reading a lot about them actually having to fight for the rights.
You might be wrong. Well, how are you just going to say some shit and then retract it immediately? Well,
because I don't have... I thought I remember reading it, but I was like, ooh, let me not like say it like it's fact in case I'm wrong. But at least that part.
Smart move.
So, anywho, women have had to fight for a lot of rights to be on the same playing field with men in a general sense. You know, so the fact that women can, like, open their own bank accounts, have their own jobs, you know, be independent.
Letting y'all do all kind of shit. This shit is getting out of hand.
Being independent in a general sense. It's crazy to think that, like, unless you were married to somebody, you really could not, you could hardly survive by yourself. There's very few jobs that women could do in the first place. And definitely being paid fairly enough to, like, survive. You know, that must have been really difficult. I couldn't imagine being just told, no, I couldn't even go to school with men in a general sense.
Yeah.
You know,
that's crazy.
That's a lot. But as a black person, you know, it's a double whammy because then you're a woman and you're black at the same time. That's, you know.
Well, yeah. I mean, I feel like black people are still dealing with rudimentary shit like that. You know, not as severe, but, you know, on its basic level, you know, we still dealing with some level of, you know, social injustice or whatever you want to call it, where they believe that, you know, we are lesser than. You know what? Actually, I'm gonna throw this out there, and not to bring the pod down, but I thought this was funny, and then I let this fucking lady have it. But I was at work, and I've never been to, what is this, pre-op before? So I went to pre-op to, you know what I'm saying, administer medication to a patient. And, the funny thing about this is when the doors opened because there was a lady right in front of me who just she badged in. And so when she badged in, she walked in, she walked right through. When I walked in right behind her. The lady at the fucking desk was fucking eyeballing me and shit, like tracking me and whatnot.
In scrubs?
In scrubs with my badge on, stethoscope around my neck, the whole deal. Yeah. She barely looked at that white lady that walked right past her. And she was just looking at me.
Did you say something to her?
Oh, 100. I ran up on her.
Yeah.
I ran right up on her. Hey, I'm here to give this patient some medication. Where's the patient? Oh, I was like, oh, yeah, because when you looked at me like you knew what the fuck you was doing. That's exactly what I said to her.
What'd she say?
She was like, oh, I did? Oh, no, I have no. Yeah, I could tell. Yeah, I let her fucking have it. Like, bitch, don't look at me weird. You are a secretary. Your job is to move paperwork from here to there. That's what you do. You answer the phone. And then you hand it off to people who actually know what the fuck they doing. Now, don't make me, man, boy, please. I got a little agitated, but I felt like I handled it properly. Sorry to bring it down, but yeah, fuck that bitch. Fuck you, bitch. If you ever watch this podcast, fuck you. Suck this. Anyway,
back to the pot. That's a lot of energy.
I'm turning it down.
On this beautiful March day for National Women's History Month.
Go women. Go women.
You like a lot of women, though.
Go women. Just not that woman. Mm-hmm. Yeah, fuck that bitch. Anyway, so.
Anything you got to say about the hanky-panky?
Oh, the hanky-panky. So, did you know that the phrase itself, hanky-panky, was first published in 1841 in a London magazine called The Punch?
Oh, no.
Yes. So, the word itself, or the phrase itself, hanky-panky.
Mm-hmm.
Was published in this magazine, and basically, it was a variant to like hocus pocus.
Mm.
Yeah, it was a variant to like hocus pocus, and it just kind of meant like nonsense or trickery or something like that.
That fits.
Yeah, exactly. And then it wasn't actually used as like a euphemism for sex until like 1939.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so that's when it was actually used as like a sexual term, hanky-panky. And it was used in a play called Geneva by George Bernard Shaw. Yeah. This is
Women's History Month. You talking about a George.
Yeah, but we talking about hanky panky, and kidding. I'm a nigga up in here. Listen, at the end of the day,
it's like you found a way to turn it around to men as usual.
At the end of the day, I got the angle of the dangle, baby. I got the angle of the dangle. You dig
what
me?
What does that mean?
That means my dick is swinging down there.
Oh God.
Okay. Anyway, so yeah, what you asked? I didn't offer that information. She asked. Mm. So anyway, yeah, so it's used as a sexual term in
the. Now, have you ever used the word hanky-panky seriously?
I have.
Okay.
A number of times.
I can't recall myself ever saying hanky-panky, but well, now.
At work, you can't say, don't be fucking in the bathroom. You just be like, no hanky-panky. You can say that legitimately, and nobody can stop you.
That is true. Yeah. You know, it's a little nickname that don't sound so bad because it's like, you know.
Well, the truth of the matter is the way I look at it is that regardless of how you receive it, how I said it can be tracked to the actual definition, which again tracks back to nonsense and trickery.
Don't beat up to those shenanigans. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go. Yeah. So the hanky panky, man. The hanky panky. It was a phrase that was published in a Europe magazine called The Punch, in 1841, and it wasn't used as well. It started off as a term for like hocus pocus or it was either hocus pocus or like trickery. And it wasn't used as a sexual term until 1939.
Hey, but that kind of reminds.
And it was in a play called Geneva by a guy named George Bernard Shaw. Anyway, go ahead.
You know how last week I was talking about how talking about the witch's brew.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. That wasn't last week, but that was like a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
Oh, right. So, but that kind of goes almost with it. If hanky panky is like hocus pocus,
sure,
witch related, witch's brew, it all kind of goes together a little bit.
Get full circle, yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, yeah. I'm with it. I'm with it.
110%, man. So, yeah, hanky panky. I fucks with it. And then let's just talk about vermouth real quick. Vermouth, because vermouth is in this, right?
So vermouth
has an alcohol content. So, sorry. The alcohol content of vermouth is between like 14 and 22%.
Okay.
And so it is less than vodka, but more than wine. Vodka. Okay.
Okay. How much is, because wine is a sneaky killer.
Sure.
Honestly. But how much is wine?
Wine usually is around 9 to 10%.
I thought wine was like 12%.
Well, yeah, it could be 12.
Okay. Okay.
It could be 12%. But because
I was always like, man, somehow when I have like a regular drink, it feels different. It has a different vibe.
Yeah.
But wine will get you fucked up pretty good.
If you have enough of it.
You know? Because two glasses, I feel like, you know, is a nice, good little buzz, you know? A bottle will get you fucked up pretty good. Not that I've drank a whole bottle by myself.
I have. I'm not ashamed.
And one of my friends, you know how we go wine tasting for, well, we used to maybe go far more often, but did one of the wine tours like we did, and they said they came back, they're like I wasn't even drunk by the end. And I was like, how?
Shit. And I'm
I went to their wedding.
They was doing a lot of spitting. They quit.
No, she said she was drinking all of it. But I was like, I don't know if they just don't know how, because they will just sit there. You go with a certain amount of tastings, but they will just keep pouring, and they do healthy pours. So you're
some places,
yeah. So you know, especially you chat with the bartender, they be like, oh yeah, they start filling you up.
They hook you up.
So you be. Not you personally, but it's easy to drink well over a bottle worth of wine on one of those. So I don't know how they didn't end up drunk, but she was like, oh, yeah, well, no, we're basically still sober at the end. I was like, oh, maybe. I was like,
she's full of shit.
Went to multiple wineries. I was like, I just one winery. Yeah, a flight, you know, whatever, you're fine. But you did multiple flights and you just like, oh, do. Because even after the flights, we would still have glasses. Like we would go back. They didn't know how to do it, or
hold on, give me a second.
Do 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 dee.
Hello? Oh,
gosh.
Yeah, what's up, bullshit? Yeah. That bitch lying. That call bullshit. I call bullshit.
Because it's taking you down a bunch of times, and you're a professional drinker.
I'm professional. Mm-hmm. I'm professional. I drink every day.
Yeah, because we've done Temecula, we've done Napa, yeah. We've done Santa Barbara, we've done San Diego. We have gone everywhere and have had a nice time everywhere we've went.
If they got wine, we was drinking it.
We've been to all the wine festivals, so I don't know, but that's what she said.
Yeah, I think she's full of shit, but okay.
So, whatever. Anywho, that's why I'm like, the content of wine, it don't take that long to get fucked up. No. 2-3 glasses, you know, you got... You lean in a little bit.
From my understanding, it's the sugar that really like gives you that extra pow. So I don't know.
It's like a cocktail. Cocktail, yeah. I feel like has more sugar than wine. I don't know that to be fact, but that's how I'd be feeling.
Based on how sweet it tastes. But you know, the way that they make wine, the fermentation process, they put a lot of sugar in that shit.
And I was telling you earlier, I was like, I feel like wine is now the new mom juice. Not new, but it's, you know, this generation's mom juice. Whereas gin was like, you know, 1940s, 1950s, not mom juice.
Run that by me again.
You know, so like, there's like a drink, if you will, that like defines what, you know, a mom's relaxing drink might be for a certain time period.
Right.
Now, remember when I was talking about gin in a general sense, when we kicked off the Women's History Month, right? They were particularly marketing it to women. So it right. kind of became like the drink that, you know, moms and grandmas were drinking.
Right.
Gotcha, it was gotcha. The gin.
Yeah.
Nowadays, in the Stanley Cups and shit, it'd be wine in there when they had the fucking baseball games and shit. That's the mom juice.
The wine.
I don't know if you've seen any of those TikToks or video clips, Instagram videos of the babies in the car, like, oh, and then when they get to the wine section, like, mom, that's your juice or whatever.
No, I've never seen that. That's funny as shit, though. That'd be awesome to see that.
So I'm like, you know what? But I don't know what the decade in between was. Okay, so like 40s and 50s. I don't know what 60s and 70s mom juice was, if you will.
Well,
or even 80s and 90s.
It was Quaaludes.
But that's not the drink, though.
Yeah, but they didn't have a drink. Cocktails. They were popping Quaaludes instead.
No.
Bullshit. They was popping Quaaludes.
There was a drink. There's always a drink of choice.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe so. In the 90s it was a Cosmo. I don't know. But, like, there was a drink of choice.
Yeah, you're right. You have to be right, because there always has to be, like, a beverage of some sort connected. Somehow.
Right, because most people are not comfortable taking no pills.
I think it was beer. Honestly.
It could have been.
I think it was beer, because they did have that, you know, they had those, like, fancy beers and shit back then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, yeah, it was probably...
Maybe next pod, I will come back with the, you know, each decade, what the drink of choice was for women during that time period.
That'll be good for Women's Month. That mm-hmm, would be good mm-hmm, for Women's mm-hmm. Month. Yeah.
All right, I'm with it. So I believe, to transition.
Sure.
Speaking of women and decisions that women end up making, we had a topic we were going to talk about today. And
yes.
So we were watching this show, right?
And what's the name of the show?
What would you do?
What would you do? That's right. Yeah.
And one of the scenarios, now there's a bunch of good, if you haven't seen What Would You Do, which I think most people have, it's kind of like First 48. You don't necessarily set out to watch it.
Oh.
But if it happens to be on, you end up.
I didn't know where that was going.
But if it happens to be on, you watch it. Same thing with SVU, I feel like. For me, it's like.
Yeah,
I'm not ever like, ooh, let me go watch, you know, Law and Order.
Right.
But if I catch a good marathon, yeah, I'm watching it.
I'm going to bust it. Yeah.
Let's so go. Anywho, we was watching What Would You Do?
What Would You Do?
And one of the scenarios was, and they flipped it both sides. So the scenario was that they were pregnant, like a couple was pregnant. One person wanted it and one person didn't. Right. So they did a scenario where the woman wanted it and the guy didn't. And they did it the other way around, where, you know, the woman did wanted it. Want it and the man did, and they were like basically talking about abortion in this restaurant, basically, and kind of seeing how people would respond, right, if they
right.
supported the women's point of view or the man's point of view, depending on who had what side,
right?
And it kind of got us to thinking too about, like, you know, there's no, and I will first say there's no right or wrong way. Whatever is the choice of the person or the couple based on where they are and what the circumstances are, that's their choice. That's their decision. I'm going to stay out of other people's business.
100%.
But we were thinking about, like, you know, is it fair, basically,
right,
for one person to make the decision by themselves, right? So, for example, if the woman were to make the decision either way, to keep it or to not keep it,
right,
is that fair considering it's her body, or should the man be considered, right? And if he is considered, how much? So let's say, for example, the woman wants to keep it and the man doesn't want to keep it, right? You can't split a baby, nope, right, in half. So
you can try.
You know, if somebody wants it, let's say if the woman wants it and the baby is here, you know, should the man be responsible, not responsible? Like, how should things go? Or if the man says no, should you just get rid of the pregnancy altogether? Like, what's the right, if you will, there's no right choice, but what is the quote unquote preferable choice? So I want to get your opinion on it, Jay, on what you thought. If let's say, well, let's actually flip it the other way around. Let's say you wanted to keep a child and the woman was like, nah, I don't want this. How would, like, what would be your stance about it?
Well, the way I look at it is that if I am dealing with a woman and she wants to keep the baby, and I do not,
the other way around, You want to keep it and she doesn't.
She does not want to keep it. And I do want to keep it. I think, you know, my position is this. I agree. It's your body. You're the one who has to carry the baby the entire 9 months, you know, everything swelling up. You know, it's very inconvenient for you. So I understand if you don't want to keep it. Honestly, but that's just me, because I feel like there are so many other ways to obtain children. You know, you got surrogates, you know, you got in vitro. There's so many other ways to obtain a baby if you just want one. You can adopt. There's so many ways. So
okay, so you're saying in that instance, if the woman doesn't want it and you do, you would respect her decision of not wanting it and be like, okay, I'm gonna find another avenue, or this
generally
is something
speaking,
we can
yes, I believe that there's a way to just be like, okay, you don't want it, I want it, I wanted us to have it, but if you don't want it, I understand, it's your body, I'm out.
All right, now flip it again the other way. Now
the other
she
way
doesn't
is gonna
want
get
it,
a little more. It's gonna get a little hot in here. It's
she
gonna get
wants
hot
it,
in her.
She wants.
It's gonna get hot in her.
Now, why is it so much hotter if it's flipped the other way? What
now
makes
the
it
reason
hotter?
Why it gets hotter the other way around is because if she wants to keep it and I do not want to keep it, it's not as easy now, right? It's not easy because she could just simply say, "Well, I don't care if you don't want to do it. We're doing it."
Mm-hmm.
And the laws that have been established in this country is that it's her decision if you're going to have a baby. See, and that's why I think that there should be some kind of form, you know, introduced in this country where it's like, do you want the baby? Do you want the baby? We both want the baby. Because now let me finish. Because now we're looking at a social situation, whereas, okay, y'all just gonna, somebody gonna end up on the county, because if she ain't got no money and he ain't got no money, she's gonna end up on the county, and guess who's gonna have to pay for it? Us taxpaying citizens who have to make sure that these people can take care of this baby. You know, and I don't think that's right either. The point is that if you say, hey, you want to keep this baby, you need to be financially responsible to take care of this baby. You can't just say, yeah, I'm going to keep this baby, and then I'm going to let the country help me take care of it. That's bullshit.
I want to say something.
Sure.
That I think, not that there isn't a lot of people who have had your experience,
sure,
but there's also a lot of people who've had different experience. So I will say,
let me stop you right there.
Hold on, let me just.
No, let me stop you right there. Take me out of it, period.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, that could be the case, but I think it's like anything else. It depends on the individual that you're dealing with and their response. So I think in any of these scenarios, each party is going to have to treat the other party with a level of respect. And there's going to have to be some kind of like logical problem solving that's associated with it. So I will say this, I will self-disclose from my family in particular, that there's someone in my family whose biological father did not want anything to do with them. And the person who married the mother adopted this child when she was like, I don't know, maybe 2 or 3. And that other father completely wrote off his rights, you know, and it was simple and easy. There was no child support. There was no county. There was no nothing. That person was just done. And I know that I've even thought that to myself, like if I was ever in that situation and somebody didn't want to be involved, I would just like, if there's a way to write them off on their rights, I'm totally down with, if I'm going to keep the child and you want to relinquish your rights 100%, let's sign a paper to say that. And I'm not going to ask you for child support. I mean, maybe I'm speaking from a place of privilege because I do have my own money and my own things. So I don't need anybody's help, you know?
Yeah,
so
see,
I think
that's the point, right? That the point right there, you kind of went left, because yeah, in a general sense, that's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about somebody who can take care of themselves, you know, somebody who's responsible fiscally and otherwise. What we're talking about is somebody who does not have a job, somebody who is hoping praying to live off of the backs of hardworking Americans. That's who we talking about.
And that's who you talking about. That's not we talking about. We just posed a scenario of women and men. We didn't say any of those specifics.
No. We are talking about that because we are not we can't be specific to one or the other. But in that sense, we have to think about what's the worst case scenario. You can't just say, hey, you know, there's a lot of women out there who are going to like take that baby and they're going to pay for that baby. We can't use that to make a decision because the fact of the matter is that person is not going to impact society in a general sense. Now, the person who is just not, you know, they're just not responsible in a general sense. That person is going to impact society. So now we're talking about we have to start with the person who's going to impact us all. Why would we even talk about the person who's not going to impact us at all? Like, we don't even need to have that discussion because it's just irrelevant.
I don't think that as a country or as a society, we need to make decisions based on the worst case scenario. I think there's always going to be outliers. There's always going to be somebody that's going to try to take advantage. That's just human beings. And then there's always going to be somebody who goes above and beyond to make things as easy as possible. Then what we're dealing with and how we make decisions as a country is the people in the middle. What are people most likely to do based on the average person? Not based on the outliers, but the average person. And that's where we need to stay when we're making, like, okay, what should or should not happen? Because that's essentially where the question started, right? Like, okay, what's your opinion, you know, about one person making the decision versus the other? I think that's the
problem, though. I think the problem is that we're looking at it in a sense of, you know, what would most people do? And that's 100% the issue. Because watch this. If there's a woman who's having a baby and she has no job, she has nothing, but she wants this baby. She wants it. And then I know this is going to sound extremely ridiculous, but you have to think about it this way, because in a sense, this is what's happening. They come to you, Brittany. Hey, she's having this baby. She's not going to budge. She's going to have it. Now, we're going to need you to pay for it. You, Brittany. Now, wait a minute.
I think there should be a way to relinquish rights. Like without both people having to be on the same page.
You don't know how this country works.
I'm not saying that you can currently, you know, I'm just saying, I mean, you can, but everybody has to agree. I'm not saying you can currently. That's why I'm saying, that's where I feel like there should be a change in a pivot, because when
you can relinquish rights. You didn't know that?
You can, but like, well, then I don't know why people who really don't want anything to do with a child don't do that then.
Let me tell you why.
Oh, go ahead.
I'll educate you. The reason why is because just because you relinquish your rights, that does not keep you from having to pay for that baby. If I have a baby with a woman and I say, I don't want that baby, I relinquish all my rights. I relinquish all my rights to see that baby. I relinquish all my rights to have that baby. I relinquish all of those rights to that baby. I do not relinquish my right to have to pay for that baby. I still have to pay
child support. We weren't originally talking about child support. We were originally just talking about the decision to have the baby or not have the baby was where we started.
Then let's stay there. Let's not veer, because when you veer, then I'm going to veer.
Fair enough.
But in a general sense, we're talking about just having the baby. Now, just having the baby, again, I go back to my original statement. I think that there needs to be a form signed initially, right off. Hey, do you want who's the father? Soon as you go to the doctor and get the diagnosis, who's the father? We need him to come in and say he wants this baby. Otherwise, this baby is all yours. I don't think as a country.
I don't think that's right either.
I think, and I want to know why you don't think that right. That's right. But let me finish. I believe that it's not cool or it's not fair to say, we both agreed to have sex. Now, all the decisions moving forward are yours.
I think that's tough, too.
Well, I want to know why you don't think it's, I don't know, I want to know why you don't think it's fair to have a form that says, I want the baby or I don't want the baby. Tell me why.
Because it, I do, okay, having the form is fine. But, you know, again, there's no way to split a baby. So it's kind of like, you know, okay, you say you don't want the baby or whatever. Now the person is like solely responsible for taking care of it. But you guys both made it, you both made a decision to have unprotected sex. So whatever happens as a consequence, to me, it's kind of like, okay, it is what it is. There are so many forms of birth control. There's no reason for people to be getting pregnant by accident, especially if you're, you know, you're a fully grown adult male. There's really no, there's no reason for it.
Yeah, you just basically said it's all on the man. My nigga, if you didn't put a condom on, then that's what it is.
Okay, and, but that's, but no, because that's bullshit. But explain that to me, though.
You know the risk, and you took it anyway. You literally just said, hey, we both had consensual sex.
Uh-huh.
Now we got pregnant. I don't want it, you want it. But now all the decisions are yours? How is that still right? I'm confused. How is that still right?
Well, I don't think there's any, I don't think any one way is 100% right, because
that's my point. So the only way, I'm telling you that the base of it, the only way to prevent that is to have the form. Hey, here's a form. Yo, ma'am, just follow me. Ma'am, you want the baby? Yes. Sir, do you want the baby? Nah. Okay, ma'am, you want the baby, so that means that you absorb all of the obligation to this baby.
But that only works in one. It doesn't work the other way around. Again,
which other way?
If the guy wants the baby and the woman doesn't, what? She still has to go through with the whole pregnancy because she's the only one that can carry out the whole pregnancy.
She doesn't. But again, even if she doesn't want the baby and he does want the baby,
uh-huh,
he doesn't have, now he doesn't get the baby. She doesn't get the baby. It doesn't impact society. He's not. But wait a minute. Hold on. Follow me. Follow me. Follow me. Follow me. Follow me.
It's not. You're trying follow to make it about
me.
Child support.
Please follow
it's
me.
It's not about child
please
support.
Please follow me. Please
okay,
follow
go
me.
Ahead.
It is not. It's not about child support. And you if you would just listen, all you have to do is listen. It's really simple
then
to
how
listen.
Does it affect,
sometimes all you have to do is just listen.
How does it affect society if it's not about child support?
If you would just listen,
all right, go ahead,
we could get there. Listening is fundamental. All you have to do is listen. He wants the baby, she doesn't want the baby. Is any, now if she wants, she doesn't want it, he does want it, she, and now boom, the baby's gone. Let's just say she got the abortion, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who is gonna be affected 18 years moving forward? Who? Please give me one person that's affected for the next 18 years to life.
The person that wanted the baby.
So that same person who yeah. wanted the baby cannot go get another baby no other way. They have to have it with that one person. It has to be you that I wanted the baby with. It's only you.
I think.
Oh, no. Just answer the question.
Well, yeah, okay, but you could say that about a human being in a general sense, like, oh, well, you can get another, if Jay dies, you can get another friend. Like, no, like, it's not that simple, it's not that easy. I don't think that's fair.
I disagree because now what you're saying is that embryo has rights. So you go with that Alabama shit where they say embryos have rights now.
That's not what I said.
That's exactly what you said because you tried to equate it to a full grown person who's alive and walking, who has rights. Now you're equating an embryo to a full grown adult.
I'm saying that people may have different feelings about it, and it might not be cut and dry for every single person. You're changing the topic because you're wrong. You're doing it how you would feel about it. I'm just telling you. But that doesn't mean everybody wouldn't care just because you wouldn't.
I'm not saying that everybody would or would not care.
Yes, you are, because you're saying, what difference does it make? They can go get another one. Well, maybe they had an attachment to that situation. You know, you don't know how people are going to respond. People respond differently. Yeah, I don't think that's right for you to say.
I don't believe that that's cool to say. You know what? In order to, can you make more babies? Sure. Can you kill babies? No. Well, then it's just not fair on both ends then. If I can't kill that baby, then it's not fair to say, all right, well, you know what? She can kill it. I just can't.
Well, that's just like if a woman has a miscarriage, for you to, your response to be like, well, you can just make another one. Like that, it doesn't take that pain away from losing that one.
It's insensitive, and it's very deep rooted, but it is the truth.
Oh my God.
You can.
I do not.
Can you not go make another baby?
I do not stand with that point of view.
You can though.
Look, I know that losing a child at any stage, if it's one that you want, losing a child at any stage can be very difficult.
I'm not saying that it's not. At no point did I say losing a kid is easy. Nobody ever said that. What I am saying is this. It, just like you saying in reverse, you knew the risks, okay? You knew the risk having sex with this woman that she may or may not want to keep that baby. Mm-hmm. Now, if you go in with that mindset and we're using that mindset, I believe that it's way less impactful if the woman does not want to keep it versus if the man does not want to keep it. If the man does not want to keep it, he ain't got no motherfucking choice. He got to work the rest of his life to take care of that baby. And what I mean by take care of that baby, because my father took care of all his kids, maybe not all the way financially, but he was always there for his kids. So now you got a whole nother fucking life to raise. If that lady say she, I don't want it, you want it, okay, here's a whole nother person we bringing into the world. Other way around, I want it, you don't want it, baby's gone, all right, fuck you, bitch, I go have a baby with somebody else then. You know, and that's the legit, you all dodged right. a bullet.
All right, that's
you
fair.
You dodged a bullet.
All right, that's
you
fair.
Didn't want to have, that. She didn't want that baby, and you did? Can you imagine if she didn't want it and had it anyway? Like, can you imagine? Like, yo, I don't even want to deal with her.
Those are the kids I see in therapy, probably. So, you know, it is what possibly. It is. It is
it's,
what it
it's
is.
It's possible.
I think.
It's possible.
But I like that we talked about this topic because there's no one right way. I think, you know, again, for every family, there's going to be different things that are right. Everybody's personality type and capacity to problem solve as a team are different. So the results are going to be different.
Yeah, all the time. Every time.
So, but I think it's a good discussion either way. I think it's hard to develop laws like this because there's so many variables, and no matter what way, somebody is going to be on the fuck end of it because it's not a one size fits all. You know, there never is. So there's always going to be a special circumstance in which, yeah, you know, like if we take, for example, the outlier, the extreme of that doctor that was impregnating a bunch of people, like, you know, not knowing that that was his sperm. You know, like
he didn't know it was his own sperm.
No, he knew. They
oh.
didn't know.
Oh, I was like, what?
The parents didn't know. Like,
I think I heard that,
you know. It was a big news story. Like, yeah, I feel like, yo, as a consequence for doing something that foul, you should be responsible for every last one of them. Every last one of them motherfuckers. Even if you say, oh, no, but I don't want, you should.
No.
You made a very conscious decision.
yeah. My nigga, you was doing that on purpose. Get out of here.
So that's what I'm saying. There's always going to be outliers of just some weird shit, you know, whatever.
But that's not what I'm I get you and I understand you, and that's not what I'm talking about.
That's why I said it's an outlier.
No, you know, but I agree with that.
On each side.
I agree with that. If a man is out there, if a man is out there legitimately and intentionally impregnating women for them to have babies for him to just walk away from, he should be responsible for every child. You can't go out there, keep impregnating women, and then being like, nah, I don't want it though. Like, nah, I don't think that works either. That's why I'm saying what I'm saying. If you really think about what I'm saying, and you really like try to like put all the science to it and figure out all the variables with it, how could it be wrong?
Well, I think if we use what you said, again, not a one size fits all.
It's not.
But if you got like a one time pass, you know, it's like, okay, you can like walk away from this responsibility, but this is your only time being able to do this. And then you have to do something then to stop yourself from impregnating anyone or from getting pregnant at that point.
I disagree.
Because at some point you got to take some level of responsibility if there's so many birth control options.
You have to. Okay. So,
wait a minute. Hold on. Pregnant and then being like, I don't want the responsibility.
You're correct. But what I'm going to say is, you're
right.
But
I would say for women too. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You're right. It is. You're correct. It is a lot of birth control out there. So if that woman, you can take birth control too.
Exactly. But that's what I said. One time on both ends.
I don't think it should be one time on both ends. This is what I'm saying. What I'm saying to you is a general. It's super general because you can't. The whole point is this.
Hmm.
Here we are. We are pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Here is a form saying, do you want this baby? Because when you sign the form saying, yes, I want the baby, that means you are taking responsibility for said baby.
Right.
Regardless of how many times you do it. If I go out there and keep impregnating bitches and saying, yo, I don't want the baby. Why would a woman in a general sense say, nah, I want the baby with you, and we are now taking care of the baby together. We are a family no matter what you like. Like, why would a woman even want to do that? You're saying to yourself that this man who does not want a baby with you, you are going to force him to have this baby and raise this baby with you because now you're going to have to raise it together.
I don't agree with you there. I don't agree with you.
You don't agree that you guys have to raise that baby together?
Oh, yeah, no. I just don't agree with you that he should be able to keep doing the form. I feel like, yo, everybody gets a get out of jail free card. Fair enough. You know, and then, you know, have your consultation. If you legitimately really don't want a child, there are procedures for that. If you really don't want, you can make an adult decision and be like, you know what, I'm going to get that taken care of. But you can't be irresponsible and then just dropping your DNA all over the place and then just like, oh, all I got to do is sign a form. No, I'm not for that at all. I think that's silly.
Is the woman there at all? Does she have any...
Don't put it on the woman. It's not about the woman.
She relinquishes all responsibility on both sides of this spectrum. No. The way it is now or even with the form, she has no...
no
she's think, not responsible at all.
Let me finish my sentence.
She's not responsible at all.
Because if the woman keeps the baby, that is the consequence, right? Of having to, you know, bear the child.
It's not a consequence if she wants it.
Bear the child, take care of the child.
That's not a consequence if she wants it.
Do you know how hard it is to raise a child?
Does that make it a consequence?
No, you don't know what it's like to raise a child by
yourself. Does it make it a consequence?
Consequences are not always necessarily bad.
Does it make it a consequence?
Yes. Because consequences are not necessarily a good or bad. They're just the result of whatever the decision was.
I don't think it's a consequence. I believe in a general sense.
Because you believe consequences are negative. That's why.
I just believe that it's not a consequence. It's a result. That I wouldn't call it a consequence. Usually consequences, if you look it up by definition, is not a good thing. It's more.
Let me look at it.
Look it up.
Let's look at it. Because consequences that by definition are not good or never. But let's go ahead.
No, a consequence is just is technically a result. Honestly. But. The
a result or effect of an action. It does not say anything about it being positive or negative.
I just said that.
So you don't think that having that deciding to have a baby has a consequence?
I literally just said that. We could use result then.
Yeah, has a result. Yes. You have a responsibility now.
Then why use consequence? Right? It's the result. So it's the result of the sexual act. Now, you had their sex. Both of us we both agreed to have sex. Both of us. Without protection. Both of us. Now, both of us are pregnant. Now, you get to decide if the rest of my life I get to take care of this baby. Not we. It's not. Now it's not we. Now it's just you. We both decided to have sex. We both decided to do it without protection. And now you make all of the decisions.
Well, yeah, because it's only going to affect one body. It's not going to affect you. It's not going to affect your body.
It's not going to affect my body, especially if I say I don't want it. Now it's not. Now I don't want it. I don't have to pay for it. I don't have to take care of it. I don't have to play catch with it in the backyard. I don't have to help the nigga with schoolwork and homework and that. I don't have to do none of that. And that also.
That's why I'm like, there's not a perfect solution, because I don't think either way, either of those avenues, I don't think are right. I don't think it's right for somebody to be made a parent if they really don't want it. And I also don't think it's right for you to keep creating life and just walking away. I think both are not good.
I think that I agree with you with creating life and walking away. I agree 110% that, you know, that is also not great. And that's not a good personality trait. But what I am saying is this. If I don't want the baby, I've had sex with you. We both agreed to have sex. We both agreed to do it unprotected. Now, you saying to me that we are having this baby, no matter what you want to do, I think that's bullshit, regardless of how
you try to explain. But you don't think it's bullshit for her to say, like, okay, we not having this baby, and there's not going to be a baby as a result.
I think that's fine, too. Like, yo, hey, I want that baby. Let me go back. If when I had my first kid that I really wanted, if she was like, yo, nah, I don't want this baby, am I gonna be stunned by that? Absolutely. But am I gonna like try to force her to have a baby with her body? Because what we keep saying in this country is her body, her choice, right? That's what we keep saying. But what we are not saying is his body, his choice.
What was his body?
My body for the rest of my life have to take that kid here, take that kid there, give that kid this, pay this. My body still has to do things also.
I think you're just speaking from a biased opinion.
I think that people don't want to recognize the truth of the matter. Everybody wants to say her body, her choice. Yeah, for 9 months she gotta take care of that baby, right? She gotta nurture that baby. She for 9 months. Let's just in a perfect world say,
almost 10.
Watch this. So in a perfect world, we say, okay, you know what? He wants the baby. You're keeping it. All right, cool. Now you have to keep it. You for 9 months, you're in for 9 months. Now, when that baby pop out, you hand it off to him and you're out. You're out. Your 9 months is up. Okay. If it's the other way around, if I only had to put in 9 months, okay, you had the baby. Now I got to put in 9 months and then I'm out.
Like, can we do that? All the appointments, you have to pay for all of the
I'll do it all for 9 months.
Until the baby is born.
Until the baby is born and then I'm done and I'm out. Can I do that? Nah. What happens is that 9 months and all of that shit, everything you just said happens, and then she has the baby and that continues for the rest of your life. That's the part that's not fair. That's just not fair that we both agreed to those two terms, and now you get to make the decisions for all of us. That's the part that's not fair. And that's all I'm trying to get to, the basics, not all the bullshit surrounding it. You know, it's just not cool. It's not fair. But I digress. I don't digress. Fuck that. I'm angry.
All right, I can see your point. I think we're going to have to agree to disagree. I still stand by, I don't think there's any one right way to do it. I think all perspectives are right, you know, because I think anybody's viewpoint are all valid. I don't think there's an invalid viewpoint on it. But it's a really hard topic, because in every there could be any scenario where somebody's going to be right, you know, because there's always going to be somebody who is not cool or not decent about the situation. And there's always going to be a person that like in their particular circumstance, may be on the right side, if you will, if there is a right side.
Sure.
So it's just a tough situation. I don't think there's a one right answer.
I'll agree that it's a tough situation, but I do think there is a right answer. I think that this country is not gonna make that type of decision. I'm not the smartest person in the world, so I know that this has been introduced at some point. And what I'm talking about is the form. So I don't know why they don't want to do it, but it has to have something to do with the and unfortunately, I am going to tie this to child support, but I believe 100% that they believe that that child support money that they get, because the country gets that money, or the state, county, whatever, and they add interest. So all of that is they are getting paid by this fuckery, you know. So to have a situation where you tell somebody, hey, you're responsible for the baby because you said you want to and he didn't want to, now he's out, but it's all on you, that's going to cut down on a lot of their funds.
Funds are going to get cut. But I will say this, just like when I talk about historically black colleges, there's a reason why they exist. So there's a reason why child support exists.
Because of the bad ones. I get it. You're right. So I agree with that.
Again, it goes back to, yes, maybe financially there is some sort of benefit. I don't know how much that really is or is not, depending on how many people legitimately pay versus don't. However, like, there's so many variables of different types of circumstances where it fits and where it really doesn't fit. Just like with divorce, you know, if you go through the court system, it's not that great. If you two are able to come to again, based on your personal circumstance, on those two people, if you guys are able to have a mediator and come up with your own terms, that's far better than going through the court system where they make the choices. Same with child custody. Like,
yes,
I think each individual family or whatever needs to make their own choice about what they think is best for them, and really leave other people making the decision out of it. So if I had my way and people were able to function in that way to make their own choices, I would much rather that. But I know that not everybody can. I know that most people, I won't say most. I don't know if it's most. I haven't done any research on it, but I know that there's quite a few people that cannot get along enough to make a good, sound decision for either themselves or for the child that's involved. So I understand why the court system exists to make those decisions for people, because some people just cannot agree.
Well, and a lot of the times it's because that the decisions that we make together would be fair, and what a lot of these people want is for it to be unfair and unbalanced. So if it benefits me more to go through the court than it is to just work it out with you, then I'm going through the courts, because why? It's going to benefit me. Those are the opportunists, which it's a lot of them. It's a lot of people who out here or who are just opportunists. So yeah, if it benefits me way more to go through the court, why the fuck would I work it out with you, doggy? You know what I'm saying?
Like, right. No, and I think people have abused their power on both sides. There are men who are in positions of power and have a status with money wise that know if they take this person to court, they can prolong it so long that she's going to lose anyway. Or, you know, maybe they've been working, this person hasn't been working. Like, you know,
I'm not even speaking gender. I'm talking people in general.
No, I'm just, I am though. I know. And I feel like it could be biased the other way around, where it's like, okay, we're going to favor the mother and what she wants. Like, again, no matter what way, you have to deal with somebody else's filter of what they think. You know, the judge's filter of their own biases, their own beliefs, their own whatever. They're still within the law, if you will, has wiggle room, bookends. But there's a lot of space in between those bookends of what they can do. And I think that's the part that's really challenging, which is why, again, I still have my stance of, If you can, if there's any way to settle things outside of the courtroom, I highly encourage that you do, because I think trying to go through that system with people who don't know you, who don't know your child, who don't know your circumstances, is really not the best way to go unless it's a last resort.
All right, watch this. Watch this. Look, watch this.
What's that?
What if we could end homelessness?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, this is how we would end homelessness. Now, let's just say, for example, we flip society on its head and said, now, let me finish, because I know you like to cut people off. But if we flip society on its head and said, you know what? Instead of saying it's her choice, rather we're having this baby or not, we make y'all sign these forms, and let's just say now she wants to get rid of it and you want to keep it, right? And the man could say, well, taking you to court. Court is going to say, nope, ma'am, we're making you have this baby now. Now we're forcing you to have this. We're forcing this 9 months upon you to have this baby now. You can give it to him when you're done, but you have to, you are stuck to 9 months of, wait a minute. I said, let me finish.
Okay.
Now, what if we did that and somehow inadvertently we cured homelessness? Because now we have a bunch of people, babies who grow up to be adults, who are wanted by their family instead of people who, we had these babies, we ain't want them, we got rid of them, now they in fucking foster homes, and now they on the street because once they, you know, aged out, they ain't getting no more money for them, now they on the streets. What if we ended homelessness this way?
I'm gonna say this.
Sure.
You are a man and you're speaking from a very privileged point of view.
Sure.
I do want to point out,
though, I don't like the personal attack, but I can personally attack too.
I'm not personally attacking you.
Okay, but I will. I'm just saying that your point of view
may be clouded, because again, I want you to think about the fact that for centuries,
sure,
women had zero rights.
So let's take it back there.
So that did happen a lot.
Let's take it far back.
Where,
let's take it that far back.
I'm just saying, buddy. Yeah. I'm just We're
talking
saying,
about today, but let's talking, take it back.
You're talking about hypothetical, and I'm just telling you that that has happened over and over and over again.
What if we could get free labor and just make people work? You know what I'm saying? That would be awesome. Like, we're not going back. We're talking about today. All I'm saying is this. If you really think about it, if you really, like, take women and men and what happened 100,000 years ago, talk about what's really going on here and what could help us moving forward, instead of always trying to figure out, well, remember back then, if everybody would stop saying remember when, and we just said, you know what could help us moving forward, like how could this help us moving forward? And if we had an open mind when we said, how could this help us moving forward, and really thought about it, it has nothing to do with, oh, you a man, so of course you would say that, or, oh, you a woman, so of course you would say that. It's just about, how can it help us all? Now, how could this help us all moving forward? If you really look at it, all right, she wants it, he doesn't. Babe, the baby is being had. This man is locked in for life, okay? He's generally locked in for, like, sign his rights away, whatever. Just because he signs his rights away doesn't mean that he doesn't still have to financially support this child. It doesn't matter. Let's take the word financially support. Let's take the word financially out of it. He still has to support this child for 18 years. 18. Now, I understand you speaking from a woman's privilege, where women are just super privileged. So, yeah, of course you're going to say, nah, fuck that shit, because what do I get out of it? Like, you don't get nothing out of it.
And in what way are women privileged?
This way, the way that I'm explaining it to you right now. If you decide you're having the baby, I'm locked in for 18 years minimum. If I want the baby and you don't, you're locked in for 9 months. Minimum.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So women don't get put on child support is what you're saying.
Again, is there a form that you signed and said you didn't want the baby and you signed it? Yeah. So after that 9 months, no, there is no child support to be had.
Well, if the form is working in the way that you're saying, then sure, that would be the case, that both people would be absolved after the baby is born, if that's what you're saying.
How could both be? Oh, yeah. If I, yeah, both people
if,
are
if
absolved.
If we're talking about that form that you're talking about, then it would be equal in both cases.
It's equal in both cases.
Then I'm not understanding. I'm not understanding then what you're saying.
I can see that.
Yeah. So please explain it to me. So you're talking about then without the form, the person is locked in for 18 years. Is that what you're saying?
Without the form, okay. You want the baby. I don't want it. I'm locked in for 18 years.
Yeah. It's the other person is also locked in for 18 years.
Which other person?
Whoever decided they wanted the baby. So let's say one person says yes, one person says no. They're both locked in for 18. If they both say no, or if one says no, and let's say the woman says no, if you're saying she has the position of power in this particular scenario.
Sure.
Then, okay, then it's over immediately. So the only scenario in which what you're talking about, like, oh, the woman's able to walk away and that's it, is only in your scenario with the form in which both people have, like, the same rights. There's not in current day, a woman cannot walk away from a child either without having to pay child support.
She can 100% walk away without having
to pay child support. If a man files for child support, women have been ordered to pay child support. She is not absolved of the law either.
I think you misunderstand I think you just completely misunderstand the adoption rate in the country, because she could easily give that child up for adoption if she doesn't want it, because it's her body, her choice. That man has no rights.
If a woman walked away from the baby, gave it to you, and you could put the baby up for adoption. If it's only just you, you could do the same thing.
If a woman had a baby,
uh-huh,
and then proceeded to hand that baby to me and then walked away, I think 100% that if she just handed that baby to me and then walked away from it, that woman should be put on child support.
And women have been.
I know they have been. I'm confused.
If you were given the child and you had the child by yourself at that point, you could also put that child up for adoption. So it's not like the rule only works one way.
I think you're trying to merge two different things.
Okay.
With the form. Can we stay on topic? With
the form. Yeah, with the form.
If that lady has that baby and walks away, no child support to be had by her. She can walk away scot fucking free.
So could the man with it in that case, right?
No, because he signed the form saying he did want the baby.
Okay, but if it's in reverse, it's the same thing, correct?
If it's in reverse and she, now it's her body, her choice. I signed the form, I don't want it. You signed the form, you do want it. Now you proceed to have the baby?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You are responsible for the baby financially and otherwise.
I understand that. I'm not confused. Understanding where you're saying there's a bias there. In the form that you're wanting to create, I'm not understanding why there's a bias one way or the other.
There isn't. That's my point. My point is that if you have the form, there's no bias. Everybody gets to do whatever they want to do. What I was trying to convey to you that I think you missed was, let's say we have this form, and then we also tell the woman, you don't want the baby? Okay, but he does. You're locked in for 9 months.
Right.
To have the baby, but after that 9 months, you're done.
Okay, well, and that's what I'm saying. It has to be, whatever you create.
Has to go both ways.
Has to go both ways. So if one person's locked in for 9 months, then the other way around, the other person locked in for the 9 months also.
I agree with that. I agree with that. However, right now, there is no, that it's not like, oh, well, he don't want it, so you locked in for 19 years, buddy. Now, she don't want it. Okay, she's locked in for 18 years. That's not how it works. Because she could easily, it's her body, her choice. She could just easily go get an abortion. I don't want it. I'm getting an abortion, nigga. That's my point.
All right.
That's my point.
Well, I think, like I said before, there's a lot of different right answers. All of them. There's no one right answer. So, you know. But it is I think there's going to be a lot of different opinions about it, you know. But I appreciate you giving like a very honest perspective on it. I think there could be 1,000 different perspectives, you know, more than just the two of our perspectives. I'm sure there's any person you ask is going to have a slightly different perspective. And again, like I said earlier, all of them are right. There's no, I don't believe that there's any answer that's just, oh, that's wrong. That's not how it should be. Because I think different situations fit different circumstances and make sense in various circumstances.
Yeah. I mean, to an extent, I'm not going to give an absolute on that one, but to an extent, yes, that's correct. Everybody's situation is going to be different. The way everybody see things is going to be different. The way everybody does things is going to be different. But, I don't believe that the way that the system is set up is set up to, and I understand life is not fair. So don't like get caught up with the verbiage of, oh, that's not fair. It's not about that. It's not fair. It's more or less that it's not equal. It's not balanced. It's not about really like, oh, is it fair? It's just more or less like we're just basically saying to ourselves that, you know, hey, man, you have limited rights when it comes to this particular situation. You have very and I'm sorry to have to connect these two, but, you know, you're not a black man, so I don't think you understand how, like, we are constantly under a, hey, nigga, it's always going to be tilted in, not in your favor. So,
oh, 100%.
As long as you understand that. So to be black and to be a man in this particular situation, we don't need to go back to the Roman times. I'm talking about in this particular situation, present day and age. It's just triggering for a black and a male. That's all I'm saying. So it's a double whammy.
I will take it back, though, because I feel like our legal system in general was set up for black men not to prevail in a general sense. You know, some of the earliest police forces were specifically to trap black people in general, definitely targeting black men. To return them back to slavery. So
exactly,
you know, it,
which is prison.
I think to take away that history, is not as helpful. I think having that history as part of present day and how it came to be is very valid and very important.
Sure.
And so I don't think there's any situation that we can bring up present day and not acknowledge the history of it, which is why I always take some of those things into account. I know you don't always agree, but in every situation, including this one regarding black men, I do agree. Yes, that is the context of it. That is the foundation on which the legal system is built. And it's a lot of that is embedded within that system. It's not to positively impact those who are minorities, those who are poor, those who are not in positions of power to navigate that system effectively. And that's unfortunate. That's really, really unfortunate that, you know, the legal system, in my opinion, is not designed to protect the little people. It's definitely designed to protect those who have money, who have position, and who have power. And that's it. So that's why I say, if you can avoid going through that legal process, I would highly encourage it. I would highly encourage you to come up with your own solution for your own life. If that's at all a possibility, please go that way, in my opinion.
Yeah, if you can do it.
You know,
if it's possible.
Because I think any other way of anybody else making decisions about what you should do with your body or your finances or your relationships, I just don't think that that's the best way to go about it, because there is no one size fits all. So no matter what decision you make as a lawmaker, a lobbyist, whatever, it's always going to not serve someone and gonna have a negative impact.
Exactly. Because if you come up with that fucking form, it's gonna negatively impact y'all pockets. So you're smart not to do it, my nigga, because I can guarantee you that Commonwealth building, they're gonna have to tear that down and make that into a fucking parking lot.
I don't even know that. I just think
I'm telling you my opinion. That's my opinion.
Well, yeah, I'm saying mine too. I think that there's, you know, I don't think me and you both could come up with every situation that there could potentially be in all the circumstances. But I'm sure even if you did the form, there's going to be a circumstance in which somebody who shouldn't get fucked still gets fucked. And I think that's the unfortunate thing about trying to put a one size fits all, is there's always going to be somebody in that scenario that's going to get fucked.
I agree with you. I agree 110% with you. And then I'll also add that it's going to be a fraction of the people who are getting fucked currently.
Possibly.
100%.
Which is why, you know, if you've ever actually read any law, even the ones that are simple are long, all kind of amendments.
A lot of stipulations.
Because the reality is that you try to come up with a one size fits all. But then there's all these fucking variables as things go along that you may or may not have even fucking thought about.
Point is, the shit that they got going right now ain't working, period.
Again, I agree with you across the board. So I just want to acknowledge that I know that it's not easy, and that those that are participating in the legal system and that are fighting for, you know, the things that are most fair, I give so much respect to, because it is not easy to make those definitions, implement those things, get people to agree enough to actually get all of the votes needed to pass something through.
I don't agree with that.
That's hard.
I don't agree with that, because a lot of them niggas is just making decisions based on how they can line their fucking pockets. I don't like politicians, and none of them niggas generally have our best interests at heart. That's why them shits is long.
I'm not saying that either, but I'm saying there's a lot of people who are fighting for what's right, and there's a lot of people that are out there, you know, trying to. That's what I'm saying. The part that's hard is trying to fight all of those systems to implement the things that are right. And sometimes it works out. Sometimes laws are implemented that should have been implemented before, you know, and sometimes, you know, things are implemented that shouldn't be.
Yep.
But that's why I'm saying that's the hard part, is that there's people out there who are really fighting the good fight and are really trying. And then there's those that, like you said, are trying to line their pockets. I think there's both. I don't think that every single person, you know, I think it's probably more lean. The people who are in positions of power, my assumption, I don't know them personally.
Right.
But I think may have started off, I don't know, may have started off, you know, with good intentions. They
were do-gooders.
You know, may have, I don't know. I don't know, but may have and got corrupted along the way.
Yeah.
Maybe most of them were corrupted and that's why they got into it. Who knows? But I do know that there are good people out there that are really trying to make a difference. I've talked to those people 1,000 times.
You're talking to one right now. For fucking president or
who have city council. Have really tried to make a difference in this country in a very positive way, you know. And I hope that people continue to fight for that, because I don't think me and you would be sitting here in the position of privilege that we have if people hadn't fought and won that fight when it comes to certain rights and privileges.
Yeah.
So I'm just putting that out there in a general sense.
Sure.
And you seem disconnected and dismissive. And I don't appreciate the tone.
I'm sorry, because that
I don't just, appreciate the tone.
It just sounds like a bunch of bullshit to me.
You don't think so? No, you don't think you think what I'm think saying is wrong?
I'm not saying that it's wrong. I just think it's just a bunch of bullshit. It's a lot of fluff involved. A lot of fluff involved, but that's just my opinion. You looked at me, you asked me, and I gave you.
Yeah, because you giving me that debt. Yeah,
yeah. It was just like,
yeah,
okay, like okay, my nigga, what the fuck are you talking about?
All right, I'm done.
Yeah, I think we're done here. Fuck you, by the
way.
I don't know. I just thought
we're going to get tacos after this.
I thought that was a good thing to say at the
moment. This has been our taco tour weekend, by the way. Yep. We did a fun like taco tour yesterday.
Yeah, that shit was fire.
And we went fairly close to where we started. I had taco places picked out, you know, that were like much further away than where we were.
Yeah.
But I was like, but why? You know, we live in the LA area, and there's like a good taco place every like, you know, mile or two.
I wanna go back to one of those taco spots, actually. One of those taco spots I really enjoyed.
The first, second,
the first,
or third?
The first one has some pretty good tacos. They're expensive, but they're good tacos, though. Yeah. That little shrimp taco is pretty delicious.
And that one was the closest to our location.
Yeah, yeah, that one has some pretty good tacos, man. So, anyway, thank y'all for tuning in, man. I know it got a little spirited today, but you know, hey, revert back to the tagline at the beginning of the show. It's going to be some spirited conversation and some good old-fashioned ignorance. On my part, yeah, because I think that sometimes you need to hear the other side. I don't think that everybody needs to agree on everything, and the way that I think about things, sometimes I just think about them in the way that they are. Do I really generally care? No, I don't really give a fuck because none of that shit affects me, honestly. You know, I just do what I do. I know I'm going to die one day. I only answer to one power. He up there. So, like, all of this stuff that I be talking about, I just be talking about it just to give the other side. So, with that said, thank y'all for tuning in.
Thank you.
We're going to fuck with y'all again next week with a new drink. You know what I'm saying?
Continuing on with Women's History Month, so it will be another gin-inspired drink.
Yep. We're going to have a new drink, and we're going to put one in the stink and one in the... What's the other one?
Two in the stink and one in the pink.
Or
Two in the pink and one in the stink. Either way, neither. No.
Well, which one is the pink?
Boo. The cooch.
No.
And one in the stink. So it's two. It's like this.
I forget what he said in that goddamn movie. It was Smiley, wasn't it?
It's got to be two in the pink and one in the stink.
Two in the pink and one in the stink?
Yeah.
Something like that. Ah! We're going to do it next week, man.
We're going to do it. Ew. No, we're not. I'm not.
We might. Look at that. Long ass finger. All right, man. Thank y'all for tuning in, man. We'll see y'all again next week. I'll let you, boy.
Let's get on with it.
Let's get out with it.